Welcome back to the Deep Dive. With all the, economic volatility and geopolitical shifts happening, digital resilience is, well, it's not optional anymore.
No, it's essential.
And that need for reliable, dedicated software capacity has put a huge focus on something called the Offshore Software Development Center, or OSDC.
And our mission today is pretty straightforward. We're going to give you a shortcut to understanding this. We'll break down what an OSDC is, how it works, and maybe most importantly, what the real difference is between that and just general outsourcing.
Okay, so let's start right there. When we say OSDC, what are we actually talking about?
Think of it as your own dedicated remote branch.
Okay.
It's a whole unit located outside your country that does one thing: create, maintain, and support your software. And it comes ready to go, processes, equipment, everything.
So the people there are working only for you.
Exactly. And the main function here is all about optimization. Yes, you get competitively priced services, but the real power is, well, it's flexible scalability.
The ability to grow or shrink the team as needed.
Right. And in a volatile market, that kind of control over your expenses is it's just vital.
This is where I think a lot of people get tripped up, though. They hear OSDC and they just think outsourcing. They use the terms interchangeably.
And they're not totally wrong. I mean, an OSDC is one model of outsourcing, but they're absolutely not the same thing.
So, what's the key distinction?
It all comes down to control. When you choose the OSDC route, you're buying control and dedication. That team works exclusively on your project.
Right. High dedication is the default.
Yes. But with a general outsourcing vendor, their developers are probably juggling your project with tasks for, three or four other
So
clients.
their focus is split.
Completely. And with an OSDC, you also keep much greater supervision over the management, the day-to-day operations.
And I imagine that control translates directly into personalization.
It has to.
Oh.
General outsourcing often means you have to fit your project into their standard way of doing things.
Sure.
An OSDC is customized. It tailors its entire approach, its processes, everything to your specific business needs. It really becomes a part of your long-term strategy.
Okay, so that higher level of integration, that makes me wonder, how do you know when you actually need this?
That's the big question, isn't it?
The sources seem to point to four clear signs. First is needing specialized expertise, skills that are either impossible to find at home or just way too expensive.
An OSDC gives you access to a global talent pool, and that can dramatically speed up your time to market.
And the second one is, well, it's the obvious one, cost
Of
savings.
course. And the savings can be huge. Even when you factor in all the overhead, the total cost for a team in, say, Eastern Europe or South Asia might only be half of what you'd pay for a comparable in-house U.S. team.
The sources also said OSDCs are ideal for extremely large
Oh,
projects.
absolutely. Projects that need continuous, almost limitless scaling over several years, building that team in-house is often just inefficient.
And you can leverage the time zone difference.
Yes, for a true 24/7 development cycle, that can massively speed up your turnaround times.
But we have to talk about the risks. It's not all easy. Operating remotely comes with real challenges.
It does. Communication pitfalls are very real.
You've got accents, language proficiency issues, and big cultural differences, different work styles, different attitudes about deadlines that can cause serious friction.
Which brings everything back to choosing the right partner. To mitigate those risks, your assessment has to be ruthless about security and compliance.
So checking for things like GDPR in Europe or HIPAA in the US.
Exactly. You have to verify their adherence to data protection laws, and then you need to check their actual management practices. Are they using secure channels like VPNs and encrypted email? Do they enforce strong access control like two-factor authentication?
The fundamental security
The
measures.
absolute fundamentals, yes.
So, to summarize, the OSDC model is a powerful strategic tool for, well, for dedicated agile scaling and for getting that specialized global expertise you need.
It is. Absolutely. But I want to leave you with one final thought. All this strategic knowledge is, frankly, useless if the legal groundwork is weak.
The contract.
The contract is your ultimate shield. Before you commit to anything, you must have your legal counsel review every single word of that fine print, especially anything concerning intellectual property rights and termination clauses.
Because that's what protects you if things go wrong.
That is what protects your entire future interest against all those unforeseen risks.